This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Wildflowers come and go in spring and into summer in the grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojolote. Some are annuals, some perennials, but all ephemeral wildflowers in a semi-arid landscape. I mean, if you placed many of those wildflowers in an irrigated landscape, then flowering is prolonged. But for wildflowers living off of the energy of that's derived from winter rains, maybe a touch of spring rains like we had this year, well, then their season dwindles fairly quickly. But listen, you know, seed is dropped or dispersed, so they've done their job in several ways. They've supplied nectar and pollen and seed, so a lot of food for little pollinators and seed eaters, birds, rodents. And like I said, the seed is dropped, and certainly it's to produce progeny. I mean, that's a basic function, you know, biological function. Create progeny, get offspring. But for God's sakes, not like human beings. Or some would say, not like desert broom, Petey. Oh, you know, I defend desert broom, Baccharis cerathroides, because it's only abundant, you know, in disturbed soil. So think 40,000 new homes and think many desert broom seedlings, like a cabillion seedlings. And by the way, I was emailing a friend the other day, and I wrote cabillion in a sentence, and the computer corrected it to gazillion. So gazillion desert brooms will appear on bladed and ruined desert, but you don't see them out in the wilds, out in habitat. But to the ones that appear on the bladed land, the ruined desert, I say, yay. But back to humans who have taken creating progeny to the extreme. Let's just fill the world up full of people. What was I talking about originally? It was wildflowers coming and going. And those seed that drop, and maybe they're not eaten, and you think of critters that, I mean, that eat or gather seed. I mean, maybe ants, critters that live close to the ground, so to speak, are not gonna walk by a meal. But some seed survives, and it sits waiting for the right time and the right amount of moisture to germinate. Seeds and are eggs waiting to hatch. But here is what's so far out. Seed may sit for years. And you and I may note what we thought was, oh, these amazing fall and winter rains, and we expect to see a plethora of wildflowers, but it may turn out to be a so-so wildflower spring, and we're going, what? Hey, dude, what is going on? And I'm thinking some of that seed is saying, you're not the boss of me. I'll let you know if everything is right, okay? Oh, so seed sits and waits. I grow plants from seed, you know, some seeds big, you know, walnuts, acorns, but, oh, even a mesquite seed's fairly large, but some seed, it's like grains of sand, yeah. And then, you know, some that's in that tiny seed, in that lurks a living embryo. Is that crazy? It's crazy wonderful is what it is. Now you know. But listen, this year we had a spectacular display of the annual wildflower Nema hispidum. We almost always get it, but not like this in a long, long time. There must have been a lot of seed waiting for the right time. Oh, yeah, I mean, glorious herbaceous mounds full of small red-purple funnel-form flowers. Oh, my goodness. In some areas, the land is covered. Nema, some folks say Nama. It's all good. How about this? Nama, Nama, Bobama, Banana, Bana, Fofema, Fifa, Fomema, Nama. Okay, or you could say Nama, Nama, Bobama, Banana, Bana, Fofama, Fifa, Fomama, Nama. Nama is from the Greek for a spring, as in water. Hispidum, the specific epithet, means bristly, small hairs on stems and leaves. It's pretty neat. You can see those with your naked eye. It is so succulent. So you're down on your knees by this nice mound, you know, and you just want to caress it with both hands as you look at the hundreds of flowers on each plant. I almost said a gazillion, but they're not. And you can find Nema hispidum pretty much all around Arizona and Sonora, all around you and me from 5,000 feet. And lower, I almost forgot to tell you that it's in the waterleaf family, Hydrophyllaceae. So now you know that. And you and I both know, my friends, the desert is beautiful. And by the way, I'm Petey, Petey, Bobidi, Banana, Banana, Fofidi, Fifa, Fomidi, Petey, Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.